Highbridge Audio presents Christopher and His Kind by Christopher Isherwood. Read for you by James Clamp. Chapter 1. There's a book called Lions and Shadows, published in 1938, which describes Christopher Isherwood's life between the ages of 17 and 24. It's not truly autobiographical, however. The author conceals important facts about himself. He over-dramatizes many episodes and gives his characters fictitious names. In a foreword, he suggests that Lions and Shadows should be read as if it were a novel. The book I'm now going to write will be as frank and factual as I can make it, especially as far as I myself am concerned. It will therefore be a different kind of book from Lions and Shadows, not, strictly speaking, a sequel to it. However, I shall begin at the point where the earlier book ends. 24-year-old Christopher's departure from England on March 14, 1929, to visit Berlin for the first time in his life. Christopher had been urged to come to Berlin by his friend and former schoolmate, Whiston Hugh Warden, who's called Hugh Weston in Lions and Shadows. Whiston, then aged 22, had been on a study holiday in Germany since taking his degree at Oxford. While in Berlin, Whiston had met the anthropologist John Layard, Barnard in Lions and Shadows. Layard had once been a patient and pupil of Homer Lane, the American psychologist. He had introduced Whiston to Lane's revolutionary teachings, thus inspiring him to use them as a frame of reference for his poems. Whiston had now begun to write lines which are like the slogans of a...